Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the scorched tapestry of our current terrestrial existence, where the calendrical progress is marked not by the equinoxes, but by the ever-encroaching tongues of flame, we find ourselves in an era where the cycle of seasons has been replaced by the cycle of destruction. Wildfires, our new seasons, is not just a phrase. It is the living reality of a world ablaze, a sinister rhythm that beats in sync with the heart of a warming planet. The narrative of this catastrophic season is written in the ash that falls like snow across once verdant lands, turning them into monochrome shadows of their former selves. Evocative of an otherworldly snow globe, these ashes settle into the crevices of our collective despair, a constant reminder of the fierce wildfires that have carved their names into the annals of our age. The roar of the blaze. As one wanders through the charred remnants of what were once bustling habitats and ecosystems teeming with life, the inferno's roar is replaced by a deafening silence, the soundtrack of a world rendered voiceless by the searing heat of our inaction. It is a silence punctuated only by the creaking surrender of scorched tree skeletons and the distant, hollow lament of emergency sirens, humanity's frail cry against an elemental force unfettered, the disintegration of cycles. Once upon a time, autumn brought a cascade of multicolored leaves. Winters greeted us with a blanket of cool, crisp tranquility. Springs blossomed with life, and summers, hot and vibrant, promised adventure. These are now mere footnotes in history books that will never be written, because the wildfires do not discriminate between the seasons. They burn with a voracity that knows no bounds and respects no timeline. An ecology of ash. Through this sooty veil, one quotes the weary words of a firefighter, "We no longer fight fires. We stand as witnesses to the pyre of the earth." These sentinels, who once believed their mission was to quench the flames and preserve life, now engage in a Sisyphean battle against an element that has escaped the confines of control. Their Herculean efforts, heroic as they might be, are mere whispers against the raging furnace that consumes our world, the endless summer. In this relentless summer that usurps the calendar, we have created a new milestone of dread, a season of fire fed by drought-stricken foliage, lightning strikes, and, most tragically, human indifference. Each year, as the infernos grow fiercer and the skies darken with the smog of our collective negligence, we witness an increase in environmentally induced migrations, people's lives unmoored like the embers that ignite fresh horrors afar. Conclusion. As we navigate this desolate landscape, a reflection arises from the ashes. Can we find meaning in the midst of this relentless deconstruction? Are these wildfires a grotesque performance staged by a globe spinning out of harmony? Within the reality of this article, the answer eludes us, for it lies beyond a horizon enshrouded in smoke, and our vision is marred by the tears of loss that blur our sight. And so, wildfires, our new seasons, is not a call to action, but a requiem for the cycles that once defined our existence, an elegy for the earth composed with the kindling of tragedies. Alas, this is the season of our dystopia, and it is in full, unrelenting bloom.